Corbin hit by a pitch and scored in the first, and she swings at this one, lifts it into left center, hits down for a base hit. That's going to roll all the way to the wall. Winland around third. She'll score, and into second base goes Abby Corbin with an RBI double, and Parkersburg South grows their lead to 3-1 with a two-out double here in the second inning. Annalyn Winland, the only Patriot with a multi-hit game going, swings and lifts this one high and deep. Center field, fry at the fence. That's gone, a home run for Annalyn Winland to push the lead to 7-0 here in the fifth inning. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Strikeout number 16, Talbot goes down with the bases loaded to end the sixth inning. Here's the pitch, swung on, lifted well, left center field and deep, and that ball is gone! Jaden Vargas with a three-run home run, and that ends the ball game. Fourth hit of the day ends the game. A home run from Jaden Vargas walks it off. Annie Shelton stands in. Riley Hedrick leans back and deals. First pitch swinging, it's hit high and deep to left field. That's a no-doubter. That is way out of here. Annie Shelton on the first pitch explodes on the ball and sends it out of here to tie the game at one. Parkersburg South in the second inning scored four times on a walk, an error, and three hits. RBI doubles from Abby Corbin and Annie Shelton. And Peyton Mackey's RBI single brought home runs. A double steal brought home the fourth. It's 6-0 as we go to the third inning. Christine Fry leads off against Annie Shelton. The pitch, Fry, defensive bunt, foul, first base side. I say defensive because she squared. The ball ran up and in on her, and she kind of pulled the bat back in a way that made contact and sent it to the dugout. Shelton's retired six of the seven she's faced. The only blemish on her mark, she hit Peyton Brown in the first inning. Fry ready. Here's the 0-1. A bunt out in front of the plate. Abby Corbin, bare hand throw in time to first base. What a play by Corbin, and the second baseman Kerfman got over to cover the bag. That ball didn't go more than 2 feet from out in front of home plate. Fry absolutely killed it. Corbin delivered a strike to first base. One out here is Maddie Nabenshue. First pitch from Shelton. High for a ball. 6-0 Parkersburg South lead here on the top of the third in this regional opener against Buchanan Upshur. And this one's bunted out in front of the circle. Shelton gets there late. The throw also late and low. So a bunt single for Nabenshue. I think Shelton may be a bit stunned to see a second consecutive bunt. That one was hit a little further from home plate. So it kind of took her an extra second to get there. And when she did, she really didn't have much of a chance to throw Nabenshue out at first. Here's Kennedy Marple back to the top of the order. That's the first hit of the game against Shelton. She struck out five. Marple grounded out her last at bat. Shelton leans and deals the pitch. Low and outside for cold strike. Or for a ball, excuse me. Buchanan Upshur with 23 wins. Might be a little upset about having to come here on the road in the first round, but Parkersburg South showing why they're the three and Buchanan Upshur's the sixth. Strike on the outside corner from Shelton to Marple, 1-1. Two in the first for South, four in the second. Here's the 1-1. Called strike two on the outer edge. A lot of the umpires in the crowd from the Buchanan side, not a fan of that call. A ball and two strikes, the pitch. Off the plate, 2-2. One out, one on. Buchanan Upshur trying to cut into a 6-0 deficit here in the top of the third. Annie Shelton polishes the ball against her right hip. Brings the hands together. Here's the 1-2, swung on, fouled away. Nabe and Shue wanted first base with a bunt single. Two balls and two strikes to Kennedy Marple. Now Marple steps out. Home plate will be dusted off ever so carefully.
No, Daddy, he's right here. Go to Peyton and go straight back. He's in a red shirt and a white hat.
And now the 2-2. Change up inside. Shelton took something off of it.
Come on, Andy, get right
here. Nabe and Shue bluffed a steal from first. A good secondary lead. Payoff pitch coming to Kennedy Marple. Shelton leans and deals. It swung on, hit in the air to right field. Mia Archer over, under it, makes the catch. Two outs. A harmless fly out. Here's Peyton Brown. Prior to Nabe and Shue singling in this inning with one out, Brown, the only other base runner for Buchanan Upshur. She was hit by a pitch in the first inning. Then Shelton got on a heater where she struck out six, or retired six in a row and struck out five of them. Brown ready. The pitch to her, fouled off to the on-deck circle. The runner at first base is Nabe and Shue. Two outs. 6-0 South. Pitches upstairs. One ball, one strike. Braylee Squires, the three hitter on deck. If Buchanan Upshur can extend the inning with two outs. Here's the 1-1. Up and away. Two balls and a strike. Time called. Abby Corbin. Gonna head out and have a chat with Annie Shelton. Very gentle breeze blowing out towards center field. Very comfortable night for softball. Temperatures in the low 70s here in Parkersburg. A whole slew of action going on in this south region from throughout the state. Hurricane and Riverside playing tonight. Campbell Midland Huntington. George Washington Woodrow. The pitch low and outside for ball two. The loser here takes on PHS. The winner will play the winner of the George Washington Woodrow Wilson matchup. And that winner advances to the state tournament. A lot at stake here for south of Buchanan Upshur. Here's the 3-2 pitch. It's swung on, dribble to the second baseman. Kerfman knocks it down, throws to first late. Had Nabe and Shue running in front of her. Kerfman knocked it down, didn't pick it cleanly. Brown at first base with an infield single. I'm going to go E4 on that, to be honest. She picks that cleanly. That's an out. Here's Braylee Squires. The pitch swung on and missed. So just the one hit against Annie Shelton today. Two on, two away. Shelton ready. The pitch upstairs. One ball, one strike. Two on, Squires ready for the 1-1 from Annie Shelton. Here it is. A cold strike two on the inner edge. Squires started that string of five strikeouts in a row from Annie Shelton when she hit in the first inning. With two on and two outs in the third. Here's the 1-2 from Shelton to Braylee Squires. Shelton ready and fires. It's a ball upstairs to Squires. 2-2. Cannon Upshur trying to mount a rally to stay out of the loser's bracket. A 3-2 swung on and missed. And Squires down on strikes for the second time this evening. And that's punch out number 6 for Annie Shelton. An error and a single give Buchanan Upshur a thread in the third. Annie Shelton gets South out of that jam. 6-0 South as we go to the bottom of the third here from Godby Fields on V96.9.